Greetings, human beings, and welcome back to Apartment 303, a podcast for community fans. My name is Dave, and alongside my co-host Adam, we are here today to quickly recap and react to the Season 2 regional results and set the stage for Season 3. Joining us today to do so is our friend Dom of the Dom and Andre in the Morning podcast. Welcome back, Dom. How have you been, my friend? What have you been up to?
Pretty much absolutely nothing, so thanks for having me. I've been on a bit of an unintentional hiatus, at least by my terms, a bit inactive in podcasting. So if I forget how speaking works at any point, just feel free to jump in.
It was definitely good to see you back in the community active, and we were already planning on getting together today to quickly recap the results of the Season 2 bracket when earlier today I saw you reach out and, you know, you had said something along the lines of, you guys blew it, basically. So,
pretty much.
Maybe we did, maybe we didn't, but we're going to get to the bottom of this, and we're going to do so in a fairly quick manner here. So I want to get straight to it and pull up the Season 1 results and find where it is that you feel we went wrong, or at what point. Let's get right into things here. And in the first round, the first matchup we discussed was Fistful of Paintballs going up against Intro to Political Science. I believe we unanimously advanced Fistful. How do you feel, Dom, about that matchup?
I will also give a pass to Fistful.
Okay, so then in our 8-9, which, you know, theoretically should be the closest matchup in each bracket of the first round, we had Critical Film Studies, which was the 8 seed, pitted up against the 9 seed Abed's Uncontrollable Christmas. And we advanced Abed's Uncontrollable Christmas, although I think that ended up being probably, I think, the hardest matchup of the first round.
I could see that as being a tough matchup. Obviously, I've gone on record on this podcast before about being a bit of a Abed's Uncontrollable Christmas hater. And actually, Andre is too. We haven't covered that on the podcast yet, but I think every time it's casually come up, we're just not fans of it. I've actually, through last time I talked to you guys, came to appreciate this a little bit more, but if you're asking me which one I'm gonna rewatch other than around Christmas time, I'm gonna watch Critical Film Studies every single time.
All right, so there it goes. We don't even have to get to the second round. That is definitely a divergence from our bracket. Jen, Adam, and I all advanced Abed's Uncontrollable Christmas. Before we go further down the bracket, let's quickly talk about the next matchup that leaves us with. We had Fistful going up against Abed's Uncontrollable Christmas. It sounds like in your bracket, you would have Fistful going up against Critical Film Studies. In your bracket, who would you advance from that matchup?
Yeah, I think I would still go with Fistful. It's sometimes almost it gives me some pause to just default to, oh, the paintball episode is, like, obviously the best. It's just hard to argue with that. Not to mention you've got all the character drama and sort of the convergence of all the everything that's been going down in Season 2. I think you got to give that to Fistful of Paintballs.
So we were definitely in agreement there. Like I said, in our bracket, we did have Fistful prevailing over Abed's there instead of Critical Film Studies, but it sounds like once we get to that next matchup, you, Adam, and I are all in agreement that Fistful of Paintballs would emerge out of those four episodes. Moving down the first round, down to the 5-12 matchup, famous for upsets, we had Epidemiology going up against Basic Rocket Science. Who would you have advancing there, Dom, in the first round?
Now, this is tough, and I'm tempted, you know, I should have pulled up of the, you know, surprisingly, out of these episodes, a lot of them do come pretty early. So Andre and I have actually already talked about a lot of our scores for these episodes. And I can't remember anymore how we rated each of these.
It's okay. Someone on the internet will, and they'll tell you that you have a conflict of your opinion earlier. So don't worry.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I felt like I should give some sort of, I'll slip this in now, you know, disclaimer, if we get to this episode later and I like say that I love some episode that I say I hated here, or like vice versa, or like we already talked about it and I'm contradicting it, I cannot be held legally liable. Yeah. I love the cheese of Basic Rocket Science, though. I think that was one of the most delightful episodes, just one of the best like times Andre and I have had recording the podcast, just because of how ridiculous this, you know, half hour KFC ad is essentially. But the way that it like all still works, my major beef with epidemiology, which I've also, I think I've gone on record on this before, is that I don't like that they sort of went into this uncanny valley with Community. I know that sounds ridiculous to say about this show of all things, but somehow just having the zombies be real in the end with no like imagination or anything, just doubling down on that idea and having it have real consequences for the story has always like given me a weird feeling in my stomach.
Yeah, yeah, they didn't hallucinate this. It actually happened. They just got men in blacked after the fact, so they don't remember it, right? That's the canon? That's the story we're sticking with?
Right, and so I think it's kind of cool that there was this subtle serialization to it. I also think the end tag is really funny, that that's, of all ways, like, how this story arc ends up carrying through, is that Troy knows because of this voicemail. But it is a really good episode all around. Otherwise, I would be very torn on this. I'm curious how you all voted.
So we advanced epidemiology. I was higher on basic rocket science than Adam or Jen in my recollection. I think we were all either, you know, middling to fond of basic rocket science, but in the end, nope, ended up going epidemiology. Is that not correct?
Oh, I just wasn't middling on basic rocket science. There's a good chance that's my least favorite episode of the entire show.
Okay, really? I don't think we really got into that.
No, I was trying to play nice. Gloves are coming off now. No, I was getting ready to accuse.
To save it for later rounds when we had recorded that previously. So tell us, why is that
episode getting
terrible?
I was getting ready to accuse Dom of working for City College coming here talking about that episode like it's worthwhile. Yeah, it just, I can't stand any of it. And I don't have some kind of crazy in-depth analysis for it. But, you know, it's one of those things like either it works or it doesn't. You're not in the middle on this episode, I don't think. But being advertised to by KFC, I didn't care for that at all. But when they do it later with, you know, Subway and or Honda, for me, that works in that capacity because it's, you know, a human person and, you know, they're clever about how they did it. I don't know. This one just totally fell flat for me. I skip it every time I rewatch through. Wow. I only rewatched it because it was on this bracket. That's first time I've watched it again in years.
That's pretty savage. I think we moved on pretty quickly from that during the original run through. I didn't realize you were quite that sour on this episode. I'm glad we got a chance to work through that. Let me table that for just a second. We'll see if that becomes relevant here. Let's move down quickly to the 4-11 matchup from the first round and talk about conspiracy theories, the 4 seed going up against aerodynamics of gender. Dom, do you want to chime in on that matchup before we get to the next round here?
Yeah, I think here I would go with your original pick. I think conspiracy theories is an easy win here. I think aerodynamics of gender is fine, good, really. But just, I think conspiracy theories is one of the best episodes overall in this season. Probably top 10 in the show.
Yeah, so how would you advance that in your next matchup? We have it going up against epidemiology in the next round. You would have it going up against basic rocket science. How would that matchup play out for you?
Yeah, I think again, the conflict may be resolved here because I think conspiracy theories would still win out against either of those episodes for me. I think epidemiology and basic rocket science are both really good, but to me, they're further towards like the silly end of the dial. Like, they're fun because they're some of the more like off the wall weird episodes, but they're both relatively low stakes, even though some, you know, there's some consequences from epidemiology, like I said. But I think conspiracy theories digs into some extremely like deep character drama and like sets up some big arcs while also just being like one of the most clever and like beautifully written episodes of the show, with the exception that, because we just did this episode, and with the exception of, I just feel like I have to mention the cut C plot from this episode with Shirley and Pierce that like no one seems to talk about, and I'm just really interested in. But
it's the first time hearing of it.
So Pierce has no lines in that episode, and at the end, Shirley and Pierce are both wearing these like burger t-shirts. So clearly there was some sort of like wacky side adventure that was cut. which maybe makes me enjoy it more. Overall, a great episode. That's what I've got to say about it.
Okay, so we would be all in agreement there, even though we would diverge in that first round matchup in the 5-12. We would get back on the same page when it came to conspiracy theories. Before we get to the bottom half of this bracket, let's hit on Fistful of Paintballs going up against conspiracy theories. This is the 1 versus the 4. So this is the chalk in this round of the matchup. How do you feel about those two episodes?
This is tough because this gets into sort of your, what's your philosophy of watching the show? You know, are you more like attracted to sort of the big, like bring it all together, make it really wacky type of moments? Or are you more into sort of the slow burn, so to speak? Because I think in terms of a solid episode of a sitcom, incredible writing, incredible acting, feeding into greater narrative ties, conspiracy theories is like the cream of the crop. But in terms of like what makes Community like really unique, other than just like a well, even then, I mean, conspiracy theories is still pretty off the wall, but I feel like Paintball is obviously just a little more off the wall.
It set a new standard for where what one side of the wall was when that episode came out.
Yeah, at that point. Yeah. And conspiracy theories is also like a totally new concept, whereas Paintball, at the end of the day, is like a sequel. You know, as much as they make fun of that, it is still, that is still what it is. So I think I might fall on following your original bracket here and giving it to conspiracy theories.
I was the dissenting opinion for Fistful of Paintballs here. Shouldn't surprise you. You know, for a lot of the reasons that you outlined. So it's, again, conspiracy theories for me is an excellent episode. Where I docked it points was on rewatchability. Like, it couldn't blow my mind again like it had the first time. And Fistful of Paintballs actually holds up remarkably well on rewatches. So, I'm overruled, and that's it's okay. It's now a 3-1 majority, so I think I just have to eat my crow here.
Just to further disagree with you.
Ooh, perfect. That's actually why we brought you on.
I think I would actually fall on saying that this... I think conspiracy theories is good because I do feel like it blows my mind every time. Even as we were doing it on the podcast, I was even having like reread the wiki beforehand and everything. As we were rewatching it, I kept being unable to remember how it all came together. And the scene with all the guns and all of that coming together.
That's one of the best scenes in the entire run of the show, no doubt about it.
Exactly. And every time, I can't quite remember how that all works out.
Whereas it is hard to follow, even for the characters in the scene itself. So
exactly. It was hard for them to follow when they were writing it, when they were on set. So yeah, I just think that blows my mind more. I love to watch Paintball, but more from a visual aspect rather than as an episode of the show.
All right, so let's hit the bottom half of this bracket. See who you would have coming up against conspiracy theories in your semifinal here. Let's get back to the first round. To start off the bottom half of the bracket, we have the 6 going up against the 11, and that's Cooperative Calligraphy going up against Anthropology 101.
Yeah, so, I mean, what if I really came out swinging here and said, like, Anthropology should come out of this?
Is that what you're saying?
I don't think it is, though, again, we rate the episodes in such a haphazard way that it's entirely possible that I, like, gave a higher rating to to Anthropology than I did Cooperative Calligraphy. Calligraphy is, like, an episode that I think is extremely overrated. I think it's cool, but it's not usually one I want to watch again. Anthropology 101, at least in watching that end of season 1 into season 2 kind of story character arc, you at least have to watch it as part of that. You know, if you wanted to watch like Pascal's Triangle, you have to go ahead and just like watch Anthro 101. So I'm projecting, but I feel like this was like a unanimous, you all voted calligraphy. I would at least say that this is a close matchup. Although just based on what I know other people think of Anthro, I'm kind of surprised that it's even in this bracket at all.
You know, Dave and I, as I recall, pretty high on Anthropology 101 when we had done our episode detailing all of the season premieres. Anthropology was our favorite of all of the beginning episodes of the season. So we both like this episode. There's a lot going for it. It was unanimous that we went with cooperative calligraphy. Jen was a little bit less interested in Anthro 101. But we, again, ultimately did all move on cooperative calligraphy. But it was a little bit closer.
Yeah, save some of the hate, because suffice to say, you will have plenty of further opportunities to go against cooperative calligraphy.
Oh, trust me, I'm setting up my later argument.
But that's definitely something we're going to hit on here in just a second. Before we get there, let's quickly talk about, this was actually before Dom, you had reached out. This was where I wanted to start, because in this matchup, we have the 3 seed Advanced D&D going up against the 14 seed Mixology Certification. And the three of us, we all moved Mixology Certification onto the next round with flying colors. Again, like the last matchup, Jen was a little lower on the loser than Adam and I were. Adam and I are both higher on D&D than she was, so to speak. But we did both end up advancing Mixology, and it didn't end up being close for us. How would you weigh in on that matchup? I wanted to add real quickly,
yeah,
I meant to before, I didn't give the people on Twitter a whole lot of time here with Season 3. We're going to go ahead and get the poll out shortly after this episode is released. But the results of the Season 2 poll were that Advanced Dungeons and Dragons, Advanced D&D, the number 3 seed, was the projected winner. So not only did we not advance that matchup here, and this ended up being a substantial upset in the 3 versus the 14, but it seems like public opinion was on the side that Advanced D&D was a very heavy favorite going into this bracket and this matchup.
That's what I want to give you credit for up front, is I do credit you for advancing Mixology here. Because I think you ask people what the best episode of the show is, you'll get one of the paintball episodes, you'll get Remedial Chaos Theory, and you'll get D&D. I think that's, if we were playing Family Feud, I think those are like what the survey says. And there's probably, you know, 10 different video essays that are all about how Advanced D&D is the best episode. I've always really liked Advanced D&D, and I think it's such a cool concept for a show to do. I don't necessarily think they're the first show to do it, but I think they're the show that did this concept best. And that they played at all this cast drama, that they kind of encapsulated all the characters so concisely, and just that they elevated Neil, this side character that you've really only met a couple episodes in advance, to, like, you know, equal with the main cast. Like, it's all very interesting, but I think it is a little bit overrated, again, in terms of its, I'm actually often surprised that people are so drawn to this episode as the best episode of the show without having thought about it more, because I feel like Remedial Chaos Theory or one of the paintball episodes stick out to me as episodes that shine above like all the rest so clearly on first watch. And Advanced D&D isn't like flashy to me in the same way, where I remember it as a good episode, but I, before thinking about it, I don't think I would have been like, this is one of the best episodes of the show, if that makes sense. I'm surprised that people love it so much before kind of taking that like analytical step, I guess.
I love it. I do think it is mildly overrated. If I was just seeding this bracket, you know, out of my butt or off the top of my head, I probably would have had Advanced D&D somewhere as like a 6, 7, 8 seed, not a 3 seed. But either way, it draws an unfair matchup in the first round going up against Mixology Certification. I think that's one of the most underrated episodes. I think having that as a 14 is just one of the most egregious of several egregious plays on the IMDb front of this project. So despite varying levels of conflict, it sounds like we would all advance Mixology there. In the next round, we have Mixology going up against Calligraphy. sounds like you would have it going up against Anthro 101. How would that matchup play out for you?
I think I probably still would have... I might have still gone with Calligraphy, but I'm more inclined to lean Anthro because I think that's the more unpopular opinion I'd like to defend. But regardless of that, this is my biggest beef, that instantly I checked what happened to Mixology, and I thought it was egregious that Mixology did not make it past Cooperative Calligraphy.
There it is.
Like,
there it is. That's why we brought him on.
I can't believe this. Again, I feel like Cooperative Calligraphy has, like, the flashiness. Well, and that's not even to say what ends up happening to Cooperative Calligraphy. Absolutely insane to me. But Cooperative Calligraphy has a little bit of flashiness to it, I guess. But again, I don't, you know, in terms of episodes I could watch again and again and again, that's not like something that sticks out in my mind. I think it's a good episode in season two, but there are so many incredible episodes in season two. And Mixology, I agree, is probably one of the most underrated episodes of the show. Without, you know, this... This is sort of my whole arc right now, is part of why we haven't released new episodes is I don't know how to even talk about this episode. This is the episode we're supposed to talk about next. And spoilers for my podcast, I love this episode so much. And I think I truly came to appreciate this more from seeing a video essay from someone who argued that this is the best episode of the show.
Yep.
I wish I could remember who made that off the top of my head, but that made me realize how great this is. And in some ways it leans on some sitcom tropes a little more. It almost feels like an episode of New Girl, but like way better. Not that New Girl is bad. I just think this is really good, but just in the sense that they go to a bar, it's like so outside of the normal realm of the show. The fact that it is able to deal with such a dark ending, which I think honestly Community kind of shines when it leans into that darkness that I assume emanates from Dan Harmon's mind, which is also why I'm a big season six defender, but that's besides the point. I think this is an incredible episode of the show. What were you thinking?
I can answer this because I was thinking clearly and voted for Mixology certification. It's one of... The way I approach it is this. So first of all, the Cook Films, that's the channel that did the best episode of Community as Mixology certification. So I found that out. I love this episode, and I'm sure you did too, before watching that video, and it just kind of crystallized it for you. This, and I'm higher on Cooperative Calligraphy than you are. I think that's an excellent, outstanding episode. I think Mixology certification is a perfect episode of Community. And I, in my bracket, actually had it as my season two winner. I love it that much. And
you had Mixology going all the way in season two.
You're damn right I did.
Okay. I did not actually know that.
No, I know, because you all shot it down way too soon.
I think I see now how it happened. I didn't see it in real time as it was transpiring, but now that we're recapping the bracket in this fashion, I do... That was one Jen and I voted to advance Cooperative Calligraphy, but we both did so under extreme duress. I think Jen described it as having to choose which of her children to keep. I didn't say it quite so eloquently, but definitely really, really struggled with that matchup. I think Mixology is, out of several atrocities, the most atrocious rating of anything in any of these regions. I would easily say that it is a top 10 episode for me in the series, but suffice to say, Calligraphy is so much higher for me and was for Jen, and so we advanced it in what ended up being a very, probably our most torn decision so far of any of these brackets.
I don't know, something was higher when you guys decided that one won.
So, before we get to that, let's finish out the bottom of this real quickly here. We've got the 7 versus the 10 Paradigms of Human Memory going up against Intermediate Documentary Filmmaking.
You know, I gotta say, this is probably the matchup that, out of all of these, I've thought the least about both of these episodes, partially because I haven't had to podcast about them, and I think neither of these particularly stick out, but just on a feeling, I'd say Paradigms of Human Memory. I think it's just a hilarious concept overall of the way they did this episode.
Yeah, I think we unanimously advanced Paradigms, although it did have varying degrees of support for intermediate documentary filmmaking. Was there anything you wanted to add on that one, Adam?
Yeah, I voted intermediate documentary filmmaking just because the highs hit a little bit higher for me. Troy singing, I mean, he really steals that episode. He's phenomenal in that episode. But I'm not upset that Paradigms advanced in that way.
He's so phenomenal in that episode. He stole the last episode of our podcast, even though we did not advance this episode of the series. So
yeah.
I think that speaks to how much we do agree with you that the highs of that episode do hit as highly as they do. I think our divergence was that for Jen and I, there was just a more consistent offering from Paradigms of Human Memory from start to finish. So we advanced that. The final matchup we have here in this first round is the 2 versus the 15. So another that you would probably expect to be easy, but we've got the 2, which is For a Few Paintballs More, going up against the 15, which in this case is Accounting for Lawyers.
I gotta say, I'm a big Accounting for Lawyers fan. I wish that it didn't have to go down like this. I feel like Accounting for Lawyers should have been a little bit higher and had a chance to go up against another more middling seed. So I really want to speak Accounting for Lawyers praises here, but again, I think you're just up against a heavyweight champ, so I will still give it to Paintballs.
Yeah, we all, I think we're to varying degrees in the same camp. It was advanced unanimously and was also a case. No, you were in dissent there as well.
I voted Accounting for Lawyers again on the basis that the high hits higher. The chloroform scene is a top 10 scene in, again, the entire run of the show. And, you know, I like to be contrarian, and this is why I never win my basketball brackets, because I pick 15s over 2s.
Okay, so in our next round here of the official results, we've got the 2, which is Paintballs, going up against the 7, which is Paradigms. It sounds like at this point, Adam, that is completely different. Jen and I had completely destroyed your bracket at this point. You had the 10 going against the 15 here.
It had been destroyed long before we got to this point, but especially so in this quadrant of this bracket, yes.
Okay. So in the second round here, it sounds like Dom would have Paintballs going up against Paradigms. So we really have this covered from literally every angle. How would this next round play out for you guys? Who wants to take the first crack here?
I think either way, Paradigms should be going down here. Personally, I think either of these episodes, whichever you advance, I think I would still lean Paintballs. I think that these are both excellent episodes. And again, maybe I haven't thought through Paradigms enough, but I think Accounting for Lawyers really should be, to me, is like the spiritual pilot of season 2. And it just comes out swinging. Like, it's this whole great new take on who Jeff is going to be now. You've got the chloroform for, you know, humor. You've got all of the worst sides of the characters coming out in, like, this very masterful way. I also really think Paintballs is fantastic. Just, like, the high highs of, like, the ending. Abed and Annie, I think, is a great... Abed's whole thing is just fantastic in this. And, yeah, I think these are two of the... You know, again, Accounting for Lawyers, probably more middling, but I think these are two incredible episodes of the show. Again, I think Paradigms is good and unique, but doesn't have quite as many of those moments other than sort of the laughs.
So I don't want to do injustice to the bottom half of this bracket, but it does sound like at this point we can kind of summarize to say that in the official bracket, we have Calligraphy going on here against Paradigms of Human Memory. And what I'm hearing, if I'm keeping score correctly at home, is that you and Adam to having varying degrees of perspective on paintball and the 7 and the 10, the real divergence is either way, those episodes would be falling later to mixology certification, whereas in our official bracket, we had those episodes eventually falling to cooperative calligraphy. So maybe that's where we need to pick up here and move things forward, because at the end of the bottom half of this bracket, we emerge with cooperative calligraphy going up against conspiracy theories, and it sounds like if things have shifted in the tone of this episode, you and Adam would have that matchup being mixology certification going up against conspiracy theories. And even though I'm very, very, very high on calligraphy, I will say right now it is definitely one of my top three favorite episodes of the show, perhaps further even. These are all top five episodes for me. I have no qualms with any of these episodes advancing, but it sounds like there is still one thing I wanted to draw out of you here, and that is, in the official bracket, we have conspiracy theories going up against cooperative calligraphy. You would have mixology certification, but how would that round play out in your bracket?
So I'm also going to go that I think I would give it to mixology certification as well.
It is. Hashtag like, vindication tour.
Truly, Advanced Community Studies on Twitter said this is an insurmountable task, and you surmounted it. But it really is hard to pick, especially like that middle part of season two. It's just like loaded with incredible episodes, but it's close. But I think mixology certification, in its like essentially its daring to go outside of the box of what not only what a sitcom is supposed to look like, but what a community episode is supposed to look like, where the lesson is kind of that, like, life just sucks, and it's dealing with people who are arguing about nothing, and that, like, everyone has this darkness. There's also something that people probably don't talk about a lot, is that this is one of the more notable examples of community presenting someone who is gay, who is not a caricature, and yeah, I mean, it's just, and again, it's another great episode that points out all of the flaws of these characters, but presents no resolution. It leaves you to sit with that. It doesn't follow it up in the next episode. It doesn't, you know, there's no nice bow on this. It lets you sit with that. And I think that's an incredible and daring concept to have in the middle of your, you know, renewal season of your show.
That's a good point. Pierce never apologizes to that cake maker who made the cake wrong.
definitely a low point there. I wasn't sure when you first said that we'd really messed this up. My first off the top of my head inclination was that you were either going to make the case for mixology or conspiracy theories. And in either case, that's not a hard case for us to see. We were very torn on those. Like I said, you know, if I had been given just, hey, rank the 64 best episodes of Community, mixology certification would have been a one seed for me if we were doing a season independent style bracket here. But we've all agreed that it's criminally underrated here. It's silly as a 14 seed. It's one of the best episodes of the show. For me, and I think for Jen, where it met its demise ultimately was when it hit up against cooperative calligraphy. It did not have the rewatch value in our
eyes. Do you have changnesia?
And then the second thing I wanted to bring up was showing people this episode as a hook, right? I think that's something, Dom, you brought up earlier, and something we definitely talked about when we were getting through this bracket the first time was, that was one of the first episodes of the show that I ever got to see. I didn't sit down and watch the show in chronological order. And, you know, a lot of people probably come from both sides here, but if I were going forward and I were trying to introduce this show to a person who had not seen it before, that would by far, no doubt for me, be one of the first two episodes of the show I would see them. It would either be the first or the second. We may get into that later down the road here shortly, so I don't want to completely unpack it. But suffice to say, that was part of the reasoning behind us advancing cooperative calligraphy. Adam, you seem to have a dissenting, even double dissenting opinion here. Do you want to correct the official record?
All my qualm was with the term rewatchability. I can't think of a more rewatchable episode than that. It hits me in the feels the same exact way every single time, like I've never seen it before. That's what you touched a nerve there.
Okay, I won't disagree with that opinion specifically. I think for me, though, in general, the episodes that tend to be more rewatchable are the ones that are on the extreme side of the wackiness and the shenanigans. If we're going through and ranking episodes, picking, there are times in our brackets where I pick an episode that, for reasons that hit emotionally more so than reasons that hit comedically for me. But typically when it comes to the element of rewatchability specifically, it's the sillier ones that tend to have more rewatchability. But I have no qualms with Mixology either, you know, as the perhaps deserving and begrudging episode from this season that didn't get to advance. But I really appreciate you guys working through this with us, letting Jen and I gang up on you. Dom, you coming on to correct us and fight for the episodes that possibly we didn't get to hash out all the way through on the first time. Before I let you go in general, I want to give you kind of a blank check here. Is there anything else you wanted to add about any of these episodes or chime in on?
Yeah, I want to just kind of get my final rebuttal of not just my argument for Mixology, but sort of the other reason that I was shocked by this is because I didn't just feel wronged because Mixology didn't make it in and then beat Conspiracy Theories. I'm also shocked seeing that you put Calligraphy up against Conspiracy Theories and it, after getting to that point, didn't put Conspiracy Theories through. Because I feel like if you're making that argument for rewatchability, if you're just like, if you just wanted to show someone like, whoa, look how insane like and fun and like clever this show is, I'd say Conspiracy Theories. Or if you want to go all flash value, you know, Paintball should dominate both sides of the bracket. And that's why I feel like I'm just not so hot on Calligraphy from that sense, is that honestly that feels like an episode that's really well written, but more rooted in that sort of niche character drama. Like, it only feels, I'm surprised that that felt rewarding in isolation to you. Because I think that's an episode I've only enjoyed more on focused rewatches, where you have all of the lead up of sort of all these things that have been simmering under the surface the rest of the season.
Would you have...
That's sort of my final word there.
Would you have, theoretically, we're now going completely theoretical.
Okay.
Because it sounds like, just given, you know, a blank check for the full bracket, I would have chosen Calligraphy, Adam would have chosen Mixology. Given a blank check for the whole bracket, would you have chosen Mixology or Conspiracy Theories?
Ooh.
Because it sounds like that's where you're ending up at with for your most difficult matchup here.
Yeah, I think I would still lean Mixology. But again, that's coming from me who really likes to analyze the show. If I wanted to say, like, who do I think the people's champion is? Then I might go more conspiracies.
Brit is the people's champion. Boo. We learned that in Anthropology 101.
No, that's great. So I'm taking that as an official, you're on Adam's side, and you're siding with Adam's bracket. But that's fine. And that's
which we did not know. I promise we did not know that. And that's
not
specifically
why. Or I wouldn't have booked Dom on.
But, put it in the court record.
No, this was a lot of fun, though, guys. I really appreciate it from both you guys, Adam, the extra input on some of these episodes that originally you didn't get to speak so at such an in-depth level, and Dom for joining us on such short notice to just kind of blindly go through these with us here, even at the hazard of some of your own rankings or potential internet feedback loop. So we really appreciate you coming on to do this with us, and we hope to talk to you really soon, my friend.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me, and let me know when you want to fight about, like, season 6.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Dom.
All right, that does it for this episode of Apartment 303. Make sure you guys check out Dom and Andre in the Morning. As always, Apartment 303 can be found wherever you get your podcasts. We will see you 1 week from now for the official season 3 bracket with help from Kevin. of the Advanced Community Studies podcast. For Adam and Dom, this is Dave signing off. We will see you in the next episode of Apartment 303.